Some tours even allow people to swim alongside dolphins. This is a story called Arion and the Dolphins. Long ago, there lived a man named Arion. He loved to sing and play with his lyre, a small stringed instrument. Everyone who heard him perform stopped to listen, for he sang and played so beautifully. Arion also loved dolphins and played his lyre for them on the beach. Arion's fame spread, and Prediana, the king of Corinth, invited Arion to live in the palace and become his musician. Arion became like the son to the king. One day, an invitation came to the contest, came to Arion from Sicily. Come and play at our festival, said Arion, reading the invitation aloud to the king. Go, said Prediana. Share your gift. I promise to return as soon as the contest is finished, Arion told the king. During the journey to Sicily, Arion practiced singing and playing his lyre every day. Dolphins swam beside the ship because they loved the music. All the best musicians had gathered in Sicily. When Arion's turn came, he sang so beautifully that everyone fell silent. The king of Sicily required an encore, and when Arion had finished, the king gave him a prize. Many admirers gathered around Arion. Please, they begged, stay in Sicily. But Arion shook his head. I promised my king I would return to Corinth. Arion boarded a ship to return to Corinth. However, the crew was plotting against him. They stole Arion's prize and were about to cast him overboard. Please, begged everyone, allow me one last wish. I want to sing before I die, so I may die as I have lived as a bard. You may, said the captain, but when you have reached the last note, you must leap overboard. Everyone climbed sadly to the prow. Dolphin frisked behind the ship and listened to him perform. When everyone had sung the last note, he leaped into the sea. One of the dolphins swam under him and lifted him out of the water. It sped swiftly along towards the shores of Greece and left him on the beach. Arion shouted his thanks as the dolphin swam away. When Arion got to the palace, he said to Prediana, I came back to you, my queen. I won the contest, but on the way home, wicked sailors stole my prize. The dolphin saved me. The king listened to Arion's story with amazement. After he thought about it for a moment, he said, we must capture these sailors. You must hide here while I ask them to visit. When the ship arrived in the harbor, the king summoned the sailors. Have you heard anything of Arion? He asked. I'm waiting for him to return. He was well when we left him in Sicily, they replied. As they spoke, Arion stepped out and faced them. In the memory of this miraculous journey, Arion had made a statue of a man riding his dolphin back, made from bronze. He placed it upon the shore. The end.